This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As of this morning, flames were not visible and the wind has died down around Boulder and Superior. Damage reports are still coming in from yesterday's grass fires, but more than 500 homes and businesses are believed to be lost, making it the most damaging fire in terms of property in state history. Tens of thousands of people are still evacuated. 9-year-old Ava Jaleski spent the night at the First Bank Center in Broomfield after leaving her family's apartment.
I am very, very scared. I'm scared because I have so many pictures of my great-grandma, and I left them all there. Why did I leave them? And I'm scared that the house is going to burn down, and then they'll have no place to go, and now everything's going to be ruined.
Governor Jared Polis has declared a state of emergency to respond to the fire. The entire city of Louisville and Superior are under a boil water notice as of this morning. This means residents should boil tap water or use bottled water in order to avoid any germs or contamination that could make you sick. The water warning will be in effect until further notice. Governor Polis has reduced the sentence for a truck driver who received 110 years for a fatal accident on I-70. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The truck driver will serve no more than 10 years. That's what Polis declared under the commutation granted Thursday. Polis said Rogel Lazaro Aguilera Medeiros wasn't blameless for the crash that killed four people, but that his original sentence of 110 years was disproportionate to the crime. He'll be eligible for parole in 4 years. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.